Hey, good evening, everybody. I hope everyone had an easy fast and a meaningful fast and is feeling well. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Taf Yud Gimel. This is page Reish Ayin Ches Amud Beis. So let's get started. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hama'ariv l'Rabbi Mishalov. A person makes an Eruv for the public from his own stuff. Omer Harei Eruv Zeh Bishvil Kol Bnei Ir. He should declare as such that this Eruv is on behalf of all the people of the city. U'bilvad sheyeh bo mazon shtei sudos l'kol echad. But it has to have enough food that it's mazon shtei sudos for each of them. V'kol mi sheyirtze yismoch alav, and whoever wants can then rely on him. V'tzaruch lezakosem al yidei acher haro'i kmo be'eruv v'chatzeros. Someone else needs to make a kinyan on their behalf, just like be'eruv v'chatzeros, but unlike be'eruv v'chatzeros, v'tzaruch lo'diyam. You need to let each and every person know on whose behalf you're making the kinyan, that you're doing it for them. Says the Mishbura Aleph, l'rabbi mishalo omer, v'gam benasnu kol echad b'fnei atzmok, shaminiachad b'shvilam tzaruch lomer b'shoa shaminiach, shuminiach l'shem erov l'kol b'nei ir. Even if the guy wasn't using his own food, everyone contributed their own food, but he was the one that was placing the Eruv down, he still has to say that this is for all the Bnei Yir. K'delabasim tafta siv ches mishem bura, elu dekshenosin Eruv mishalo b'shvil kulam, tzarech lezakos mitchila al yidei acher b'shvilam kodem shemenicha. But if he's putting the Eruv down from his own food on behalf of everybody else, he needs to do a zechia al yadei somebody else on behalf of those people, meaning the food needs to belong to those people. So he needs to be makne it to someone else on their behalf. Mazon shtei sudos, v'afilu belifto the mazon shtei sudos, sagi labasim tov tesiv zayin. We already discussed, you don't need all the food that a person would need for two sudos. If you have vinegar and you have enough vinegar dip that, enough salad dressing that people would have for two sudos, that's also enough. L'kalechad v'lo domi le'eruv chatzeros, mazon shtei sudos, l'kulam sagi. This is not like eruv chatzeros, where it's enough to have two sudos on behalf of everybody. Because over there, the whole issue that Erev Chatzeros is solving is that each person asks on the other, and through the Erev, they're all considered a single unit. But when it comes to Tchumin, one guy's got nothing to do with the other guy. So when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, they become considered a single unit. So Mazon Shtei Sudos for the entire unit is going to be good enough. But by Tchumin, and each person has their own din tchum Shabbos, so each one is going to need their own erev tchumin. Anyone who wants to go more than 2,000 amos from his own tchum, what would have been his tchum, is going to need to acquire shvisa on his own. And that's why you need mazon shtei sudos for each of them. So there are two topics over here that are being alluded to. One is who can be zoche in the Erev on behalf of the people that are acquiring that food, and the other is who is eligible to be the one to place the Erev down. So those are both discussed elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, where we already spoke about Vitzarech lo diyam, and you need to let them know. The reason you need to let them know is that you can't say Zachon Adam Shalom Befanav, because what he's gaining on one side, he's losing on the other side. So it's not a pure zechus. So you need to make sure that he's okay with it, that he's happy with this Eruv. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'kol misho diyom mibod yom, as long as they let the guy know before Shabbos, hafil lo gamra b'libo l'smachlam mibod yom alachar shechashcha, havi Eruv. Even though he did not fully commit to rely on this mibod yom, he only decided after Shabbos started to rely on it, it is an Eruv, avalim loho diyom mibod yom. But if you didn't even let him know mibod yom, then in yochal l'smachlam l'achar shetech shach, then he cannot rely on it l'achar shetech shach. Says the Mishabrum, Yibod Yom, Afilu Benesh Rosh HaSagah B'diavad, Ken Kasa Prim Godem Ayin Ber Halacha. Now you need to let him know Mibod Yom, but it could be even during Ben HaShmashos. Afilu Lo Gomer B'libo, Damrinon Huvra Adover Shekodim Zman Kniyos Erev Daito Lekach Hayakivin Sheyoda Mitchila. That we assume that we rely on Breira, that it's Huvra Adover Lemafreya, that before the Erev was Nikna, his Das was for this to happen. Mashen King Shlo Diu Mibod Yom Lo Shaykh Lomer Dover Kivin Shlo Yoda Klal Mibod Yom. But if he was unaware that this was even going on Mibod Yom, he was unaware that someone was even trying to make an Erev for him, Mibod Yom, then there's nothing to be hover on the Mafreya. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein mishi anirich Erev l'kol Shabbosos Hashana, if a person makes an Erev for all of the Shabbosos of the year, v'amar ezemem sheretze elich v'esmokolav, and when he puts the Erev down, he says, I want to rely on this Erev for the Shabbosos that I want to, and not for the Shabbosos that I don't want to, afal bishalo gamar b'libo ad l'machar, even though he doesn't decide until the next day, yachal esmokolav, he could choose to be somech on it whenever he wants to. Mishabur ches yachal esmokolav, Because we rely on Breira, that we say retroactively, we say that it is now clear that this was his initial das. But this is all relying on Breira, and this assumes, like we paskin, that for Derabbanans we rely on Breira. Now, obviously, this assumes that he didn't go beyond the limits of this new Makom Shvisa in the other direction, on that Shabbos, because then you can't go 2,000 amos to your east and then say on Friday night and then say Shabbos morning, my Makom Shvisa is really 1,000 amos to the west of me, because then it turns out the Mafreya that you went outside of your Tchum Shabbos. So it has to be that you didn't do something like that. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein mi sheshama sheyesh l'chacham lavo. Similarly, if someone heard that there's a chacham that's coming to town, v'ein yodei le'ezeruach, but he doesn't know which direction he's coming from, v'iniach shnei eruvim, so you put down two eruvim, v'amar lo, so tzad sheyavo chacham yikne li eruv, so he says, whichever tzad the chacham comes on, that's where I want the eruv to be koneh for me. L'ruach shebalo ha'chacham koneh lo, so whichever direction the chacham comes, that's where he has an eruv. So he didn't know if the chacham's coming from the east or from the west, so he puts down an eruv 1,000 amos to the east, and another eruv 1,000 amos to the west. So whenever whichever direction the Chacham comes in, he can say, yeah, that's the one that I intended my whole time to be the Erev. Or he might say that if there's no Chacham coming, then I just want to stick with my normal Tchum Shabbos. Or if there are two Chacham that come, I want to figure out tomorrow which one I'm more in the mood to hear. It's all based on the Tanai that he makes. And similarly, if he says to two or three people that I'm going to make an Erev for whichever one of you I choose tomorrow that I want the Erev to be for, even though he didn't identify in advance who it's going to be for, it's still going to be a valid Erev. We'll rely on Breira. Sifkat and test. L'ruach shebalo ha'chacham kanev alom. Yipayim kvar ba'chacham kodem enesh ma'shazos l'ruach. That it's obvious if the chacham was already there and you just didn't know where he was, that the Erev is going to work. Elashulo yodei lehechon ba'ad l'machar shenishmalo. You only found out the next day. Bevadai kanalos l'ruach. Then for sure your Erev works. Degilu milsa bi'almu degloi milsa ha'shadah hu Erev kana. Because then it's just degilu milsa that obviously that was the Erev that was intended the whole time. But that's not the chiddush over here. The chiddush is ela afilu haya chacham rachok misham bein hashmashos b'toch hatchum, even though the chacham was far from there, Bein Hashmashos, within the Tchum Shal Sofar Ba'as Halafim Shalom, within 4,000 amos of where he is. Vim Kain, Efsha Shalom, Gamar, Asa Chacham, Bedaito, Klal Lovel, Letochar Ba'as Halafim Shalom. You don't know for sure that the Chacham even had made up his mind that he was going to come into that area. Because maybe the Chacham had no intention whatsoever of traveling any further. Meila, you're not Konan Eruv. Afilu Achi, Amrinu Demahani, Tanao, Mishum Breira. We still say that the Tanai works because of Breira. That we say it's Hovra L'Mafreya, that wherever the Chacham ends up coming from, that from the previous day it was Omeid that he would come from there. Havi Erev, Damrin, Kivin Shratza Achshav, Mistama Ben Ashmashos, Shuzman, Kanias Erev, Vayigam Kin Daite Lahai. That we say that since he wants it right now, so Mistama during Ben Ashmashos, which was the time that the Erev is going to be Chal, he also has Das for such a thing. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you're making an Erev on behalf of a large group of people, you need Mazon Shte Sudos for each and every one of them. Unlike an Erev Chatzeros, where Mazon Shtei Sudos works for everybody together, and you need to be Mezaka for them, but they need to know about it because it's not a Zuchos Gomer. They're losing the ability to travel to the other direction. And we said that as long as the person knew before Shabbos, even if they hadn't decided to utilize it before Shabbos, they could rely on it. And similarly, someone who makes an Erev for all the Shabbosos of the year, but it's only for whenever he's going to want to use it, he could decide on Shabbos which Shabbos he's going to use it for, and we rely on Breira in general when it comes to Erevin. So if you're not sure which direction you're going to want to use an Erevin, you set up two, so you could use the whichever one you decide later on to use. Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll continue with Simin Taf Yod Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Hope everyone is feeling good.